This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com and made possible through a generous grant from Aotearoa.
How do you describe your identity?
I'm running with non-binary guy. That's what I'm running with at the moment.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I still pretty much identify as a guy, but like, all I bet, like, it basically comes down to I don't like female pronouns at all. It just doesn't fit with me at all, and it just feels wrong. Mm-hmm. But then, like, also, like, I don't want to be, like, conform to what a guy has to wear either. Mm-hmm. So I want to be, like, a feminine guy, or if I want to wear skirts, then I want to do that and still be a guy. But, yeah.
What was your kind of journey to figuring out that?
I guess it's the whole cliche thing when you're younger. But, like, I feel like I probably had, like, inklings and, like, just over time, like, more exposure as I got older and, like, realizing, actually, there's queer people and there's, like, it's not just, you know, it's not just something that's on TV and, like, oh, it's, like, there's, like, a lot of people who are actually queer and trans and, like, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. And, like, started going to schools out and, like, I had a friend who was queer who I met at Youth Infusion, and they got me going to schools out. And, like, it kind of took me a while to come to terms, well, like, just figure out, actually, I might not identify as cis.
What was it like doing that while you were at school?
It was really difficult. I mean, you're dealing with high school stuff. I mean, it's a lot easier now that you're at uni, because no one really cares. But in high school, it's like everyone knows who you are, and you've grown up with them kind of along like those... Like, you've gone through all this stuff together. Mm. So everyone kind of knows, and I just feel like you didn't have any privacy.
Mm. Were people transphobic to you at all?
In high school, I think they just thought I was a lesbian. Like, just going with the stereotypes. I mean, like, after I shaved my head, I didn't keep it long again. Like, that was probably the first steps I did. And, like, I, like, started wearing trousers and stuff. And there might have been stuff going on behind my back, but not that I heard of.
Was it frustrating kind of being, like, raised as a lesbian when that wasn't how you identified?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. And it was also annoying because I had, like, another queer guy at my school who, like, instead of asking me, because he was in my year group and I knew him, he asked my best friend, like, mm-hmm. you know, is blah, blah, blah a lesbian? And I was really confused because I'm like, you could ask me rather than asking from my friend.
Mm-hmm. How have your family been?
I think it's been hard for them. I haven't actually come out to them yet. Mm-hmm. I think Mum kind of has an idea. I mean, they always kind of joke around, like, oh, you look like such a boy, la, 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 la. I think they think it's more along the lesbian lines as well, or, like, I'm queer. But, like, I think they also think it might be... Like, I think they're realising now it's not a phase.
Yeah.
And I think Mum's gotten a lot better about it because she just wants me to be happy. But from what I've heard from my sister, she also thinks because I'm traditionally more masculine that it's, like, it's what's making me depressed and stuff.
That's a strange idea.
I know. Well, like, I heard from her a while ago, this was a couple of years, like, she still thought mental illness was, like, a disease. Like, that's how bad it was.
Yep. So did they use your, like, old names and pronouns?
Yeah. I'm hoping to come out to them eventually. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm moving out soon, and that should kickstart a lot of things, and I'm going to start hormones, so, yeah.
Awesome. How's the process to starting hormones been?
I haven't started yet, but I'm starting next month in February, which is exciting. So I'm really excited. Yeah. So I'm excited for my voice to drop, and I'll feel like I'll pass more, or, like, I'll feel like I won't get misgendered as much. And I'm really excited that, like, about the body changes, and so, like, I'll get more, like, a shapely jaw and stuff, so I think that'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. What was the process to get approved to go on hormones, like, for you?
I had to wait ages for the endo appointment, and the appointment was pretty cool. He was lovely. And, like, it was kind of reassuring that at the end, he was just like, I don't care how masculine or feminine you look at the end of it, just as long as you're happy. And that meant a lot, you know?
Mm. That must feel like quite a big thing to do with that, your parents knowing, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel conflicted in a sense because, like, recently my, like, relationship with my mum's gotten a lot better and I don't want to throw, like, a wrench in it kind of a thing, but then I feel like, I guess I kind of feel like a kid still, like, where I feel like I need their permission, but I also know I don't, yeah. just because I know it's what I need to do.
Mm.
Like, my siblings are, like, super supportive and, like, so they know, so, yeah.
Sounds like your parents probably have an inkling.
I think so.
Just, like, a journey to accepting it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Dad thinks. He doesn't actually say anything at all. But Mum's been good. I mean, we're compromising at the moment.
Do you remember kind of any, like, messages from your family or society or the media or anything about kind of queer and trans people before, like, you got involved in the community?
Like, I think it was really heteronormative. So, like, it was just assumed you're hetero and... Like, my parents were always like, you're going to marry a guy one day, you're going to have kids, and you're going to have the whole apple pie life kind of a thing. And, like, I mean, when they're dressing, like, you know, when you're younger, there's always just kind of feminine stuff. And, like, I feel like the more, like, I try to change, like, it's kind of weird because with Asian parents, I feel like they kind of mold you into this thing that they want and they kind of push all their hopes and dreams on you kind of the thing. Like, I've talked to other friends about it and they kind of agree. But I feel like Mum just kind of wanted us to be, like, what she was.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm probably a constant disappointment to her.
Whereabouts in Asia are your family from?
I think Mum's from, like, Guangzhou, and Dad was from Vietnam. Or, like, he still identifies as Chinese rather than Vietnamese. Even though he can speak Vietnamese, like, they're more Chinese than Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any kind of role models or people in the media or anyone who are Asian that you can relate to in that way?
It's been difficult in that sense, just like even within the queer community, like I didn't really know anyone who was like Asian or pretty much not European. Like everyone I saw, like even in like media, was like European. But like I have a couple of role models even though they're not queer and stuff. Like I really like Osric, and he's like Osric Chow, he's cool. And, like, he does a lot of cosplays, and he's, like, seems to be exploring his whole gender and stuff. So he, like, cosplayed Ariel the other day, like, you know, from The Little Mermaid. And that was really cute. I also really like Lucy Liu.
She's pretty awesome. So in terms of, like, media representation, have you ever kind of seen any parts of your identity, like, reflected, like...
I can't really say I have, but like with Orange Is the New Black, it's been really good for representation, and like it's really good. Like I don't really see much trans representation that isn't seen as like it isn't quite accurate. Like I mean, Orange Is the New Black is in elementary as a trans woman as well, but like I just feel like most of the time, like people play it off as like a guy just cross dressing or something, you know.
Seen any kind of trans masculine representation?
I can't say I really have. And like the ones that I have heard about seem to be like they end up dying or something.
What would you like to see more of in media?
I guess more like a lot of positive messages and like you can be trans and have a normal life kind of a thing. It's not like it's gonna, like I know there's gonna be bad and there is hate crimes and stuff, but I also need to know that it can be good. Like, I think that's really hard, just knowing that you can, like, live as trans. And, you know, like, you don't want to live in fear of, who, like, being who you are every day.
Was it hard for you when you were kind of starting to realise that you were trans and coming out because there weren't so many, like, role models or
trans
people like you to kind of...
I think I was quite scared, to be honest. And I mean, like most of the stuff I hear about trans people, like in the news and stuff, is like blah 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 has been murdered or hate crime, and it's just like, well, this is not optimistic or hopeful.
Yeah.
But I think it's gotten better in recent years. I mean, there's a lot more representation in like the media and TV shows, and I'm starting to feel a bit more hopeful, but like we definitely need more trans representation and just queer as well. And like, oh my god, like non-sexualized lesbians, like
What do you mean by that?
Sometimes, like, when... some TV shows. So bad.
So do you see yourself as a minority within the minority of the queer community?
A little bit. Like, I mean, I don't really know anyone else who was trans that wasn't European, and, like, so I couldn't talk to them about the cultural background of stuff. Like, I was really interested about it, and, like, I met someone who was a bit older than me, and he was really lovely. And, like, it was really good because we got to, like, have a good chat about our cultural backgrounds and stuff, because I feel like that's really important, just because if you're not within kind of the ethnic group, you can't understand completely because you didn't grow up in that environment, mm-hmm. and you don't have that background knowledge of, like, the traditions and stuff which are, like, ingrained in you, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, like, with your family compared to, like, a European family, it's, there's a lot more of that kind of, like, pressure and expectation that you're going to, like, marry a man and have kids and all of that kind of stuff?
I think it's kind of equal in that sense, but I feel like just within the Asian community, it's a lot, like, there's a whole lot of stuff about, like, Asian parents, like, have, like, this thing where they have, like, a reputation or something, or they have a front, and they have to make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure most European families are also, like, you know, don't talk, like, they might keep things hush-hush, but I feel like in Asian communities, it's very hush-hush, like, mm-hmm. It's kind of, like, taboo, like, mental illness and being queer and trans and all that stuff. Like, it's just not talked about. Mm-hmm. And if it does happen, they just kind of have this deniability kind of a thing where they're like, nope, 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 I can't see this, nope, nope. Still refers to the person as birth name and, like, ignores their partner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, just even without, like, I know with my grandma on my dad's side, like, even when my cousin, like, she was really close to her, but when she started dating, like, a European guy, they kind of had, like, this distance grow between them, so, mm-hmm. like, I guess it's kind of that as well.
Mm-hmm. So it probably would have been really helpful if you'd had more kind of, like, queer and trans Asian people in your life when you were coming out and stuff like that.
I think so, because mm-hmm. it kind of made me feel, like, a bit like an alien, because I'm, like, mm-hmm. I don't, like, just made me feel odd out kind of thing, not knowing anyone or, like, mm-hmm. seeing anyone. Like, it was all, like, European people, and, like, I just, yeah, mm-hmm. representation is important.
So was going along to schools out and kind of finding that that community, even though it probably wasn't ideal, was that still helpful for you?
I think so, yeah. It was good. Like, I learnt more in that time, I think, and it was really good. And just meeting other people in the community, mm-hmm. and, like, just having people understand where you're coming from is good. Like, most of my friends wouldn't understand exactly, mm-hmm. or, like, they wouldn't, yeah, they just wouldn't know, like, the thought process and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it still important to you to have that kind of sense of community?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I miss it sometimes, because mm-hmm. sometimes when I'm with my friends, like, they won't completely understand what I'm going through, but they'll definitely try to be supportive. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be nice to get, yeah, involved with the community.
Have you been part of kind of online communities much, or has the internet been something that's, or social media, helped you kind of at all in your journey?
Probably a little bit. Mm. Tumblr's really good. Mm-hmm. It's been helpful. Mm. Oh, like, it helped me realise I was okay and stuff. Mm. And just meeting, like, just seeing, like, other teens and stuff that are, like, trans and queer as well. It's like, and seeing their stories was nice, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, even on a global scale.
What do you think are some of the most important issues, kind of, that you face, or that you think our community faces?
Personally, I feel like I just kind of struggle with the bathroom issue, like, and sometimes just the questions I get asked, like, even if they mean well or whatever, like, sometimes I'm not completely comfortable. It just kind of depends what space mm-hmm. I'm in. Mm-hmm. I think definitely more education for, like, everyone. Like, mm-hmm. like, I think it'll be easier sometimes if there's just, like, a mini pamphlet of, like, everything you need to know, and then if someone just asked you about it, you just whip it out, so you don't have to educate every person you meet. Because mm-hmm. I got really tired of doing that. because it just at one point it was like every person I'd meet, it's like I have to come out and I have to explain everything, and I was just like there. Mm-hmm. And it just gets to this point where I just kind of get really tired and just, yeah, stop meeting new people for a while.
And there's this expectation that you owe them that, eh? Like that they feel like you have to tell them that information. That's a bit invasive,
yeah,
eh?
It is. I haven't had any really gross questions about like surgery and stuff, which is nice. It is annoying when you're trying to like tell someone about like about yourself and how you identify and stuff, and they're like, what? Or like they like deny it, and it's just like, I don't understand, this is me. I don't think you know myself better than I do.
At the start, you were talking about kind of how like at the moment you're kind of identifying as like a non-binary man, and kind of like about how you want to still be able to like express yourself in like feminine ways as a man, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that something that you see reflected, I guess, in society, like that it's okay to be like a feminine man? Like,
no, not much, but like there's this one person who I follow. I think they're in America. I think they're Alexander, but they're really cool, and they started this project called Gender Flux, I think, and so it's just been kind of like, you know, going outside the tradition, like what society thinks is like normal, or like, you know. And so like it's been cool. They did like a whole project on it, and it was good to see. And sometimes I feel like even within the community, and sometimes you're like, if you're trans, you have to be masculine, and you know, like it's still that expectation, and you wouldn't expect it from the community, but I still kind of feel that pressure sometimes. If you're going to be trans, you have to be you have to be like really feminine or really masculine, you can't be a mix or whatever.
If you could give a message to I guess kind of like a younger self, or like another like young kind of transmasculine Asian person, what would you say to them if they're kind of struggling in their teens?
I guess I'd reassure them that it's okay, it's normal that you feel this way, and it's okay if you think you are or not trans. I mean, it's okay, you can express your gender however you want. And I mean, I've been told this a lot recently, bottom line, your parents will still see you as their child, and they'll still love you at the end of the day, and you are separate from your parent, and you just got to do what's good for you and what makes you happy in the end.
Do you want to tell me a little bit more about what it's like being trans at uni?
Being trans at uni has been it's been easier than at high school, because in high school, in my last year, it's only when I really decided to do a lot of changes. And like a few teachers, like I came out to one of my teachers, and she was our senior dean, and she'd occasionally call me Charlie, which was great. And like at uni, you can chuck down your preferred name, but I feel a bit disappointed with Vic, just because I feel like Auckland has set the standard now.
What have Auckland done?
Well, they're paying for their trans students to get their names and like passports and everything legally changed, because they know that some students are not financially able to, and they're also trying to protect their trans students because they're getting bullied and stuff like that, which I thought was really good. But I'm pretty sure Vic doesn't have bullying and stuff, but I just feel like they could do more in terms of the name changes, just because I've checked my preferred name on the roll and they said it should be popping up, but from my experience last year, it didn't pop up at all, and I still had to manually sign my preferred name on every tutorial and lecture, or I'd have to go to the lecturer and tell them if it was one of those marked roll classes. And like I kind of talked to them earlier this year about it, and they said, well, it should be popping up on the roll. So I went to see enrollment about it, and they can't really do much. And I just feel kind of disappointed, because it still seems I have to go up to my lecturers at the end and tell them about it. And I feel like there's no point in doing that if I have my preferred name there. Like, what's the point in it at all?
Yeah, that's not really good enough, is it?
No. And when I asked, they said, well, we kind of need you to do something about it as well, like change your name. And not everyone's financially able, but I think, well, I have a job at the moment, so I think I should be able to. But just for other students that aren't, it's just kind of hard, I guess. Like, I mean, Auckland's backing up their students, so I don't see why Vic isn't.
Hopefully it will set that kind of
Decision,
and other universities can jump on it. yeah, there's a lot of like financial barriers for people.
Yeah. I think Auckland did like, it set the bar, but they also took like a big step. Mm. And it's important because, I mean, it sets an example to the rest of the country, kind of the thing. So it's important that, like, you know, even at uni it's being recognised. Like, I mean, it means colleges, like high schools, can like set the bar as well like that and do more. They can't just be like, well, we can't do anything about it and kind of be apathetic. I mean, if a university can do this, I don't see why a high school can't protect like their birth name and stuff like that, and just, yeah, just feels like more could be done.
If we mentioned like bathrooms as something you struggle with, is that kind of an issue at uni, or is that alright?
I still get really nervous going to the bathrooms, and when I first went to uni, like in orientation week, I would have to use one of the bathrooms until I finally asked one of the people at the queer booth, and they're like, oh, we should have some gender neutral ones. Like, they didn't have any signs, it was just toilets around, but there aren't that many. Like, I know in the older buildings it's just female and male. But yeah, rest of the time I think there are some, but they still have mostly female and male.
And are there many other queer and trans like students or like staff who are kind of out, or that you, is there like a community of that?
I wasn't really involved with the uni activities this last year. I know one of the people, can't remember, but she was like the head of something, the magazine or something, was openly queer, and that was really cool. I'm pretty sure everyone's really openly queer and trans, well, like, probably queer at uni, like, it's not a problem. I don't know any lecturers that are queer, but yeah, I think everyone's quite open about who they are, which is nice.
What are your dreams for your future?
I've only really gotten as far as moving out, probably getting some more tattoos. coming out to my parents at some point, but I'm definitely looking forward to the journey with hormones, and I'm thinking of doing like a little, I don't know, maybe a blog and seeing how I go about it as I transition. So yeah.
Okay.
I guess like just another thing that kind of worried me about being trans was like, I mean, like potential, like if I wanted to be in a relationship, would that be really complicated? I think I've just gone to the stage where if they like me, they like me as who I am. And if they don't, well, too bad. They're missing out or something like that. But, yeah.
Do you mean it would be complicated in terms of like having to come out?
I think so, yeah. Or, because I was seeing someone while I was in the stages of transitioning, and they weren't sure about what they'd do if I went on hormones. And that was kind of complicated, and there was all these other stuff going on at the time, but yeah, it didn't work out, so I don't know, I just think it'd be complicated, but I think it'll be okay.
Are you interested in like having a family or like getting married or any of that kind of stuff?
I don't really see myself settling down. I do not like kids. I do not want kids. If my partner, if I had a partner, wanted kids, I'd have to have a very deep, long conversation with them and see how it goes. And yeah, I'd have to think about it. It wouldn't be one of those.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about getting married either.
Did the marriage equality bill passing have any meaning or effect to you?
I definitely appreciated that it passed. It was important. Like, it was like one of the milestones to letting queer people in New Zealand realise it's okay, it's accepted, and like I think it's exciting that we're like the first in the Pacific region to legalise marriage equality. And I think that's really important.
What other changes would you like to see?
I guess more trans awareness and more stuff done about that. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out all the stuff, like how to change my name legally, and that's kind of complicated, but I think I'm just dumb, so.
But it would be good if there was more, if that stuff you know, if it wasn't, like, something we had to go and, like, figure out ourselves.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
if it was, like, really easy. And,
like, it's like if there was, like, a little subsection in the website, like, if you were wondering, your legal, like, if it's, like, your legal rights as blah, 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 mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I mean, if it was, like, a subsection like that, it'd be helpful. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And what to do if we're being discriminated against and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of, like, an easy guide how to...
That would be cool.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about being a young trans person in New Zealand?
In the young aspect, I mean, everything's kind of exciting and new. Studying's quite cool. And the people I've met has been amazing, like, as, you know, young and trans. Yeah, it's been good meeting other people my age that were transitioning or have transitioned. And, like, it's nice to know you're not the only one, kind of the same. And, like, it's not just... It means something when they're within your age group because you can relate to them and stuff. I mean, probably the older people have advice and stuff, but it's good to have other people your age.